Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It's my 21st consecutive live 21st Thanksgiving Day show. And this half hour, just you and me, I've got some things I want to say. And they're coming up in the second half hour. Bob Dylan Schneider will be here. And he's been with us many times over the years doing a lot of different shows, but especially Thanksgiving. He likes to join us on Thanksgiving and talk about this very special holiday. I called it a unique American holiday. I know other countries have Thanksgiving. Canada, for example, has Thanksgiving, and they do it in October. They try to get the jump on us, right? They couldn't do it in December. They had to do October so they can beat us to the punch, right? Those wily Canadians. Anyway, I still think it's a unique holiday in the world because of the way this country was founded. And the history of the date, the way we celebrate it now, where even the people who don't agree with me that it's a unique holiday in the world, it is a unique American holiday, and nobody else does Thanksgiving as obnoxiously as we do. But the main thing that I think that we need to do today is don't just be thankful for something. And I know that's the thing, right? I mean, you're expecting me to say, you know, I've got a list here of things to be thankful for. But let's be grateful. You know, if I'm thankful, that means I'm glad I got this stuff. But when you're grateful, that means you've got to include somebody else. You got to bring somebody else into being grateful. And I really worry that America is losing a little bit of our gratitude. There's actually some research on this, my friends. This is not me just me pontificating. This is not just me preaching. There's actually some research on this that shows that the level of gratitude, the concept of gratitude, has taken a little bit of a hit over the last few years. So gratitude, I'm thankful that I'm alive, but I'm grateful to my parents for bringing me into this world. I'm thankful that I have work to do, but I'm grateful to my parents for teaching me how to work. I'm thankful for the experiences that I've had over the years, but I'm grateful for the people who helped me have those, the friends and the family and the employers. And the coworkers, I'm grateful to them. I'm thankful for being an American. What a great blessing it is to be an American. But I'm grateful for those on whose shoulders I stand. So this is what I'd like to ask you to do this year, as you celebrate this holiday. It's be thankful for all those things. But and as you're around the table with your family, and if you're saying grace, you know, try to include the concept of being grateful, because if you're being grateful in the way that I think of being grateful, if you agree with me, then you have to subordinate yourself just a little bit, because when you're thankful for something, you're glad you got it, but you're not necessarily recognizing what went into getting it for you. And sometimes we have the tendency to be a little bit self-absorbed, don't we? A little bit self-referential when it comes to all the things that we have. But when you're grateful, you have to bring it's by definition, you have to bring in something, someone else, or something else. Gratefulness, we have a term for it, don't we? Thank you. Right? You don't. If you're grateful, you should say thank you. And you don't say thank you to yourself. You have to say thank you to other people. You have to say thank you to people who made that available to you, whether it be family members, whether it be friends, whether it be employers, whether it be customers. I have a friend who says, when he talks to his customers, he doesn't just say thank you. He says, thank you for the food. Thank you for my house. Thank you for the clothes. And they love it. They love it when he says stuff like that to them. It's different, isn't it? So let's turn this research around. This research that shows that in America, gratitude is taking a hit. Let's turn that around. You know what? It costs nothing. It doesn't cost a penny for you and me it does require one thing. We have to subordinate ourselves long enough to let somebody else be first. And that's not easy for humans. But how about that, folks? Let's subordinate our own, you know, level of admiration that we have for ourselves. Let's subordinate that just a little bit and put somebody else first. Tell other people who are important in your life, don't just say that I'm thankful for you. Find something to be grateful to them for. I'm thankful you can cook, Mom, but I'm grateful that you cooked for me. How about that? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're celebrating our 21st consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show of the Small Business Advocate show. It's here in Chicago to take us out.
Down the street one day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.